Volkert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls.
Here we go, Buzz. Let's go. It's Friday night, which means it is time. It's December 6th. With the turn of the calendar comes the turn of a season. And now it's time for basketball. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake.
I'm Boz.
That's Boz. And we've got Ray Penning, MJ, and Kurt still with us here tonight up here on the MSC Radio Network. You just heard a couple of great games across the networks, whether it was on 92.1 KMZA or on 103.9 KNZA. We'll dive into each game that we had on the broadcast tonight, as well as break down kind of the season. It's a preview kind of a little bit, Boz, because it's, tonight's just week number one.
Yeah, it's weird to think we were just doing some state football last week, and now all of a sudden flip the script, no rest for the weary. We just move right on into basketball.
Last week, we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. Boz and I were talking in our production meeting this week and realized we got to tip our cap one final time to football, don't we?
Yeah, you can't just end without really talking about what happened.
So we'll talk a little bit about that later on in the show. But it's basketball season. It's wrestling season for a lot of area schools as well. I just got the phone with somebody a minute ago. Nemaha Central Lady Thunder's wrestling team in a tournament tonight. I know there's a lot of schools that have tournaments tomorrow as well, and so we'll get the love as much as we can for that. But, yeah, it's a basketball scoreboard show right now, Bozzy, and we got some scores that we need to get through. Again, be prepared. It's going to be a little bit of a longer Boz talking here, okay, because you got both girls and guys' scores to get through.
Yeah, it takes a little bit longer, but let's start out with the girls here tonight. Here's scores that we have. Frankfort gets the win against Pawnee City 63-9. Big, big win for Frankfort.
I got to know. We did burgers with football.
Oh, yeah.
And that was 50. What's the basketball burger got to be, like 80?
I think 80 would be a good number.
Just as long as we get that, like, you know, set and precedent, and now it's in stone, 80 points.
80. I'm going to write it down.
Write it down.
80 points for a burger.
Burgers are qualified for 80. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so Frankfort with the win over Pawnee City, 63-9. Royal Valley gets the win against Jackson Heights, 35-19. Blue Valley defeats Solomon, 51-17. Troy gets a win over Hiawatha, 47-34. Centralia, this one little surprising, maybe a little bit. I'm sure we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Centralia all over Nemaha Central tonight, 46-24. Clifton Clyde gets the victory against Sacred Heart, 51-38. Rock Creek defeats JCN 61-19. Jefferson West, they get the victory over Valley Falls 56-25. Onega gets their first win of the season. They played earlier this week and
last night.
Was it last night?
Yeah.
Okay, last night.
December 5th was last night.
Yeah, I guess it was. So they're 1-1 now. They get the win tonight over Northern Heights 37-18.
On the road at Northern Heights.
On the road at Northern Heights, correct. Clay Center, they defeated Riley County tonight, 52-36. Marysville gets the win over Sabetha, 33-24. Burlington defeated Holton, 61-44. Lawrence Free State, they took on Atchison tonight. Free State gets the win, 62-46. And Silver Lake defeated Perry LeCompton, 78-23. Those are all girls' scores.
Yeah, girls' side. We're going to go girls, then guys. This first round, next round, we'll flip it around. I'm saying around way too many times, like around basketball, right?
Yeah.
Gosh,
okay.
That was weak.
Whatever.
Weak. All right, get us those guys' scores, Bozzy.
Okay, here's what we got on the boys' side. Pawnee City, they defeat Frankfort 56-48. Nemaha Central, they get the win over Centralia 49-19. Sacred Heart defeats Clifton Clyde 60-49. Rock Creek, they get the win over JCN 61. I don't think that's accurate. Actually, I think that's the same girls' score and boys' score, so we're going to come back to that one. Jefferson West, they fall tonight to Valley Falls. The game you just heard, 76-60. Valley Falls getting close.
Almost a burger.
Almost a burger. We may have to adjust. I don't know if 80 might, the bar might be too high there.
I'm telling you, Kirk just texted us and told us he wants it at 90.
Yeah, well I don't know.
To me, that's too high.
That's way too high.
80, I mean, Valley Falls got close.
Yeah. Okay, so, yes, Valley Falls 76-60 over Jeff West. Onega gets the win again. Not the right score. I'll get back to that one.
It's week one of basketball.
It's week one. We're scrambling a little bit. Burlington, they defeat Holton tonight 67-44. Close ball game. Perry LeCompton at Silver Lake. Silver Lake gets the win 59-52. Two top teams really in the new Big East League battling out first game of the season. Oskaloosa, they fall tonight at Pleasant Ridge 67-58. Those are the guys. Scores that we have.
All right. I want to go over this a little bit as well because there's some scores that you just gave and some teams that we highlighted. Coming into the season, the local area teams that were ranked in the KBCA preseason ranking, starting in 3A on the girls' side, Silver Lake number 2, Nemaha Central number 5 in the state. In 2A, Valley Heights, number 4, Rossville, 6, and Donovan West, number 10. In 1A Division 1, Centralia, number 2 in the state. Right behind them, Clifton Clyde at number 3, and then Frankfort at number 8. In 1A Division 2, Hanover, the top spot in the preseason rankings. In 4A, Atchison,
the Phoenix,
ranked at number 5 in 4A on the guys' side. 1A Division 1, Clifton Clyde, ranked 6th. And then in 1A D2, Axtell ranked 2nd, and Hanover ranked number 5. Those are all preseason rankings coming into this week. So a lot of good matchups that happened early. You know, one that is the big one to note that we'll get a recap from Crittenden Prophet here. Get to that here in just a little bit. But he had a great one tonight. You referenced Centralia, Nemaha Central girls. That was number 5 ranked in 3A Nemaha, and number 2 ranked in 1A Division 1 Centralia tonight. That's what a way to start off the season for the Centralia Panthers.
Yeah, and we might dig into that real quick because, you know, really looking at that preseason stuff, Centralia, I think Centralia girls are very legit. Nemaha Central, like you mentioned, ranked number 5 in state in Class 3A. And Centralia, I think they were, what did you say, ranked? They're ranked high, number 2, I think is what you said.
Yeah,
so you go take on a 3A school and really took it to them with a, you know, 22-point win.
Yeah.
Centralia's going to be really good this year.
And it's, again, you know, you're a big fan of that Centralia basketball team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dating back to last year when we got to cover them in the Twin Valley League tournament, and we've talked to Tava's dad specifically. We talked to Owen's dad, talking about Owen Dieter, Tava Gibbs. Over there from Centralia, but the ideology you have as a former girls basketball coach of the high school ranks, you see a lot of good things coming from that program.
Well, here's what's really good about Centralia girls. Obviously, you could talk about Owen Dieters, a fantastic ball player. She's going to score a ton of points. Here's what's interesting tonight. She had 11 points, and they still put up 46 as a team. Last year, Owen Dieters might get 20, 25 a game, and then everybody else kind of chipped in a little bit. Well, now you see that scoring starting to spread out with everybody else contributing. Last year they were super young, a ton of freshmen. Well, now those girls have a year of experience, and I can see the scoring on this team being really spread out instead of just coming from Owen Dieters.
It's December, Boz, which means a lot of people give and get gifts this time of the year.
Okay.
Giant Communications Hotline is open for you at 785-547-3461. Again, 785-547-3461. Phone lines open for you. In the month of giving, Giant is going to gift you a gig. $50 gets you a gigabit of download upload speed with Giant Communications online at giantcomm.net or call 785-362-9331 and tell them Jake and Boz want you to get the gift of gigs from Giant Communications. Open up the phone lines for you because we don't have all the scores yet tonight, do we?
No, we need some help on scores.
What do
tonight.
We need, buddy?
Okay, on the girls' side, we need Donovan West at Moorhill Mount Academy, Hanover at Thayer Central, Central Heights at McClouth, St. Mary's at Olpie, Oskaloosa at Pea Ridge, and Horton at ACCHS. Those are girls' scores that were missing. On the boys' side, we need Donovan West at Marhill Mount Academy, Jackson Heights at Royal Valley, Hanover at Thayer Central, Central Heights at McClouth, Marysville at Sabetha, St. Mary's at Olpie, and Horton at ACCHS.
All right, I think I got the guys' score from Horton over ACCHS. Just came in from Mr. Dante Masqua himself.
Okay.
On Facebook, 65-23, the Chargers.
All right.
Gets the win over the Tigers here tonight. So thank you very much for that, Dante. So we still need some scores. Put it in the comment thread on the Facebook Live feed, or you can call us again, 785-547-3461 is the phone number. Giant Communications Hotline open for you. What game were you at tonight that you saw some good things? You saw some, again, it's week number one. So tell me and tell Boz and I what you took in tonight and give us some good insight, because, again, it's week number one. So we want to make sure that everybody understands what to expect, maybe. Maybe yeah. Somebody stood out to you tonight that is a player that maybe you wouldn't expect to play as well, that kind of stood out tonight. Give us a call. Nominate them for the Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the evening. We'll give one to the girls and one to the guys, and we've already got a handful already coming through here tonight for that. We did get thank you to Shiloh Edie for letting us know Donovan West girls defeated Mar Hill. If you could get us that score as well, that would be amazing, Shiloh. So Donovan West girls get a win. Bob and I are going to give you our dark horses of the season. We do it for basketball as well as what we did for football. Last year, Boz and I, on the basketball side, I took the Jackson Heights boys, a previous 5-win team. They had 10 wins last year. And I also took the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, who had a 12-win season 2 years ago. Last year, they make it all the way to the state tournament in 2023, I guess technically 24.
Yeah.
And Boz, he took the Valley Heights girls as well because he cheated.
you had to throw that out there. It's been a year ago.
I'm still bitter because I would have dominated basketball because both of mine were quality picks. And then you also took the Troy Trojans.
No. Valley Falls.
Oh, Valley Falls. That's right. The Dragons.
That's right.
You took Troy in football this year. I got confused.
Yeah, you did.
Valley Falls Dragons last year. So we'll give you our dark horse picks for this year. And we got recaps to get to you as well. But, hey, we're just getting started here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Don't go anywhere. We got to take our first break. Come back. We'll talk more about scores and everything else going around the night.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorites sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us. But before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Call in today and sign up so you're ready to go when next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 123 years old this year, and we really are as easy as 1, 2, 3. With our age comes lots of experience in making banking easy and accessible. Why mess around with those big banks when you can get easy 1, 2, 3 banking right here in your hometown?
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The favorite segment, Bozzy.
Yeah.
Was your team doing the rocking, or were you getting rocked? Back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
We got Ray Penning and Kurt Kilman still hanging out with us here tonight as it's week one of the basketball season. We're going to talk a little bit towards the end of the show about state football from last week, kind of give a final bow on that with three teams that played last weekend. But it's all basketball time right now. We're going to talk everything with basketball. If you have not picked up your Courtside Guide magazine yet, go to mscsports.net to find an article up there that shows you every single location you can get it at. It is, man, it's the best one out there, man. I'm not just a humble bragging here, but we're humble bragging right now, okay? This is a great magazine, and it's at multiple different locations. Inside the magazine is each local team with a breakdown of the upcoming season. And it talks about the kids that are involved, and that's ultimately what it's about. Give the kids some love, and the coaches do a great job of working with us to make that all possible. All right, scores for tonight. Week number one, Boz. We went girls first because we went ladies first last time.
Okay.
So this time, fellas, what are the scores tonight?
All right, on the guys' side of things, Mar Hill, Mount Academy, they defeated Donovan West 59-47. Pawnee City gets the win over Frankfort 56-48. Royal Valley, they defeat Jackson Heights 51-26. Blue Valley victorious over Solomon tonight 56-44. Really close ball game here. Troy and Hiawatha. Troy gets a 2-point win 59-57 over Hiawatha. Nemaha Central, they took it to Centralia tonight 49-19. Sacred Heart gets the win over Clifton Clyde 60-49. Jefferson West, they fall tonight to Valley Falls, 76-60. Sabetha, they fall tonight to Marysville, 57-38. Holton, they played Burlington tonight. Burlington gets the win, 67-44. Silver Lake defeats Perry LeCompton, 59-52. Pleasant Ridge, they get the win over Oskaloosa, 67-58. And Horton, they defeated ACCHS 65-23. Those are – oh, and also, I got a little on my sheet. It's off to the side, so I almost forgot it. Atchison.
The Phoenix.
They play Junction City tonight. Junction City gets the win 74-51.
Dang.
Yeah, dang. But Junction City.
That's a big team.
Yes. Yeah, very, very good basketball team.
Really good team.
All right, on the girls' side of things, Frankfort gets the win over Pawnee City, 63-9. Royal Valley defeated Jackson Heights, 35-19. Blue Valley gets the win over Solomon, 51-17. Troy victorious over Hiawatha, 47-34. Centralia defeats Nemaha Central, 46-24. Clifton Clyde gets the win over Sacred Heart, 51-38. Rock Creek, they get the win over JCN, 61-19. Jeff West defeated Valley Falls, 56-25. Onega gets the win against Northern Heights, 37-18. Clay Center, they defeated Riley County, 52-36. Marysville, victorious over Sabetha tonight, 33-24. Holton falls to Burlington, 61-44. Lawrence Free State against Atchison. Lawrence Free State gets the win, 62-46. Silver Lake defeated Perry LeCompton, 78-23. And ACCHS, they defeated Horton, 50-31.
All right, so we still need some scores as well on the girls' side. Start with that one this
time. Yeah, so on the girls, we know D West girls got the win against Morehill Mount Academy. We just need a score.
They got the dub.
They got the win.
But we don't have a score.
Do not have a score on that one. We need Hanover at Thayer Central.
We got that one. 55-35, not for Morehill.
Donna from West Morehill?
Donna from West, 55, MHMA, 35.
55.
Shout out Ray Penny doing the Lord's work in the other studio right now.
Attaboy. So we still need Hanover at Thayer Central, Central Heights at McClouth, St. Mary's at Olpe, and Oskaloosa at Pea Ridge.
Okay, and then on the guys' side, we still need some scores?
We do. On the guys' side, we need Hanover at Thayer Central, JCN at Rock Creek, Central Heights at McClouth, Onega at Northern Heights, and St. Mary's at Olpe. That's what we need.
All right, and I believe we just got the Onega boys, so it's a sweep for Onega tonight.
Okay.
Against Northern Heights. Onega boys, 49-41 over Northern Heights.
49-41.
Buffs on the road.
Okay.
Home on the range. All right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are our scores. Those are the scores we still need. If you heard a score that we still need, give us a call, 785-547-3461. Giant Communications Hotline is open for you right now, Boz. It's a season of giving, my friend. It's give gifts, receive gifts, and Giant Communications would like to gift you the gift of a gig. And it's 1 gigabit upload, download, symmetrical internet speed for just $50. Visit giantcomm.net and find out more about how you can receive the gift of a gig here this time of the year, or call them at 785-362-9331. I just realized that given multiple phone numbers, maybe they're calling Giant right now instead of calling us. You're going to get the automated system at Giant. You call us, we're going to get you live on the air. 785-547-3461. We want to hear from you. While we are waiting for some people to give us some more scores, Boz, I think it's time, before we go into our recaps, for us to break the news to the folks.
Okay.
This is something that Boz and I don't take lightly. We put in the time because we get told about it if we don't pick a certain school.
Yeah, we do.
All right, when the dark horses are released, there's about 48 other schools that are upset that we didn't pick them.
Yeah.
There's certain criteria that has to be met, and if it's a school that won 19 games last year and returned to everybody, they're not a dark horse.
No.
It's expected for them to do that. And so the criteria for a dark horse is if Bonds and I pick a certain team, we expect them to basically improve by 125% from the season before or make it to a state tournament. Because some of the teams that are available that we might pick, you know, that are a 12, 13 win team from the season before, they're not going to, it's impossible to win 26 games.
Yeah.
So that would be, I guess, with the extension of the KSHA, you know, KSHSAA's new, technically, because I think you do play 23 games now. So it is possible, but it's not probably going to happen.
Yeah. No.
So if you make it to a state tournament, it's successful. If you win, if you improve your win total by 125%, that is a successful dark horse pick. Not that Boz and I like to say the words, I told you so, or we were right, but facts are facts, right, my friend?
Yeah, true story.
So as a result, We'll just recap it a little bit. Football this season, Boz, you picked the Troy Trojans as your dark horse.
Yeah.
They made a deeper push into the postseason.
Yep.
Improved their win total. It wasn't by 125%, but they did improve their win total.
Yep.
My pick was Perry LeCompton. They improved their win total by 125% this year. And so we would classify those as successes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay? Yeah, successful picks. So now we're going to give you our dark horse picks of the basketball season. Boz and I will each pick a girls and guys team. And last year, since Boz cheated and he picked the same girls team that I picked, how funny it was, they went to a state tournament. Nevertheless, this year we ensured we were not picking the same team.
You think?
Because Boz, because last year Boz didn't tell me who he picked until on the show.
Yeah, you threw it to me and I put you out went my with pick it. And yeah.
All right, so we're going to start on the guy's side. Boz, I would like for you to tell me, who is your dark horse pick for the 24-25 basketball season on the guy's side?
Okay, so here's the deal. Some might look at this and say, okay, it's not really a dark horse pick, but when I'm going through these teams here, it's so hard to ignore somebody that I feel can make a huge run this year.
Okay.
I think they're stacked. Their record was 13-8 last year, so probably below expectations for that squad last year.
Okay.
I think this year they're going to go a long ways. I really see this team being good. So it's not, again, I think they're going state tournament.
There
I think they got an opportunity to win a state title.
There's your qualification.
That's how good I think they are. And that is the St. Mary's Bears.
The Bears. Big East.
I'm telling you what. Here's the thing with these guys. Anytime you've got a hurla on the team, and there's like 15 of them.
Right.
There's a bunch on this team. They return a lot of players. Point guard Brady Hurla, first team all league guy. He averaged 21 points a game last season. You've got, when you have your point guard that can score like that, that's a huge advantage. But then you also have another guy, Ben DeVader. You've got Zach Summers, Brendan Griffin, senior Alex Gallegos. And then you got Killian McCann, Cole Hurla.
Yep.
Another point guard, Jace Hurla.
How many Hurlas we at now?
Well, there's three that they listed. There might be five or six more on the bench. But this team is very experienced. They've got the pieces they need as far as a good point guard. They got shooters. I mean, they can flat shoot the ball. I think this team has everything they need to go a long, long ways real deep into the state tournament.
All right, so Boz's pick for the guy's side of the dark horse for 24-25, the St. Mary's Bears out of the Big East League. Okay, Boz?
Okay.
Ready to roll into your other pick?
Okay, I'm going straight into the girls' side?
I'm asking. You ready to go? You want me to go?
Nope, I can go.
All right, Boz's girls' pick for his dark horse.
Kind of following the same thought process a little bit.
I love that I know it ahead of time.
Yeah, you do. So this team had a record of 13-10.
Okay.
So they had a decent season last year. It's kind of the same thing. I think this team, they return a lot of players that they can make a deep run into the state tournament, and that is the Donovan West Mustangs.
The Fighting Perry Smiths.
I'm going to bet on Coach Perry Smith and this crew that he's got. We've broadcast D West several times last season. We saw him in the state tournament the year before. And a name we always talk a lot about is Brenna Eady, senior, 5'3".
Yep.
She's a bulldog. She gets rebounds. She gets all the trash stuff. She's a 3-year starter.
Every team would want to have a Brenna Eady on her team.
Absolutely. She's an energizer bunny. They're going to get a lot of good leadership out of her. Emmy Jo Wettstein. Junior, good shooter, Bell Smith, Andy Foster, Courtney Johnson, Kennedy Buckley, Lydia Keebler. Another name that we talked a lot about last year that I'm pretty high on, Katie Johnson.
Yep.
She's a 5'10 senior. She's got good skill, good footwork. Probably, I think this summer, maybe Coach Perry Smith was working on her just being a little more aggressive when she gets the ball down in the post. I think she could have a very, very good senior season. I think, again, these guys, they've got all the pieces they need. They're a tough, defensive team. And I'm going to bet on Coach Perry Smith here taking this team deep into state.
All right, Boz, so your guys' pick for the dark horse this year is?
St. Mary's.
And their girls?
D. West.
All right, I'm going to start on the girls' side for my dark horse pick. And this is because this is a team and a program that really has ascended recently just in all around, I feel like, girl athletics. On the up and up, a deep run in volleyball sub-state. A team that plays, and I'm not going to give that hint yet. A team that plays scrappy defense that likes to get out and run. And a team that has a very experienced coach. And that's a nice way of me saying he's not young.
Not young.
But I love the guy to death. He's a great man. He's a great coach. And he's a great leader. Give me the Horton Chargers as my dark horse pick for the girls' side for this season. 6-15 a year ago. But this is a program that is looking to take a massive step in the right direction. And I mentioned it already once about how they had a really good volleyball season. There's an aura about this team that, to me, I feel like this is a team that could win 14 games this year. I'm not gonna say maybe they could make it to a state tournament. That's to be determined. But this is a team that could easily improve by 125%, I believe, this season. They got Piper Chartier as a senior returning as a 2-year starter. Marlissa Banks as a sophomore is going to try to become a more predominant part of this offense. You got Carly Hutfliss as a senior, as a 2-year starter as well. She was a predominant player, both rebounding and scoring. JoJo Switch as a junior. She started last year. She'll be starting again. Kara Coversup, another junior for this program. Layla Pamami, Cheyenne Cummins, and Kansas Keough. These are some girls those are some of the names you're going to be hearing about us talk about, and you're going to hear it across the MSC Sports Radio Network as this season turns on. So I'm taking the Horton Chargers with the Fighting G's. Coach Gary Sorensen leading the charge there at Horton.
That's right.
Here, that's my girls' dark horse from the Northeast Kansas League. On the guys' side, this was difficult for me because it was down to two. It was down to two. And tonight, it was literally up to the show where I was a coin flip still. One team of these two won tonight. One of these two teams lost tonight. And I'm going with a team that did not prevail yet tonight. Give me the Donovan West Mustang boys. Coach Derek Shelton, they were 4-18 last year. I believe this is a team as well that could improve by 125% this season. It'll be the second year for Coach Shelton at the helm. They went just 4-18 and 1-10 in league play last year, Boz. But they're returning everybody from that roster.
All right.
This year, Hudson Penny at the guard, 5'10 senior. Coulter Peterson, a junior guard. Dustin Veach, a junior guard. Cooper Eberle, a senior forward. Kelby Windmeyer, a senior forward. And Michael Albers, a junior at the forward position, just to name a handful of these dudes. I know that we both went Donovan County route.
That's right.
You went with the girls, I went with the guys. I just think there's something brewing with the Donovan West Mustang guys that they're going to improve by 125% this year. They're going to be a team you're going to be looking out for in the not only the TVL, but you're going to be looking for them once postseason substates start getting announced. They're a team I don't think you're going to want to see because of the experience. When you are able to bring all your starters back and have more role players fill in, you're a former coach.
Yeah.
That's so vital to get those in-game minutes and experience especially when you're building a program.
Yeah. Well, the speed of the game, it's quick. You know, if you're not on the court a lot, you know, let's look last year, some of those guys maybe didn't see a ton of minutes, and all of a sudden they're asked to step in and start filling roles. It does get tough because they're not used to playing at that level, that speed for a consistent amount of time. So having leadership experience on the court is massive.
We've got your recaps coming up from our games of the night tonight here in just a minute. But once again, Boz's Dark Horse picks on the guys, St. Mary's Bears from the Big East League. On the girls, it was Donovan West Mustangs from the Twin Valley League. My Dark Horse picks of the year on the girls' side is the Horton Chargers from the NEKL. And on the guys from the Twin Valley League, the Donovan West Mustangs. We got to step aside for a quick break. We come back. We've got recaps from all the area games that were on our networks here tonight. It's week one of the basketball season. We're here for it. We'll talk more about tonight's action and look ahead at next week as well. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit giantcomm.net or call 362-9331.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONunderground.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Rolling right along here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network. We're glad you're with us here tonight on 103.9 FM KNZA, 92.1 FM KMZA, or right here on Facebook Live as well. Boz, go ahead and wave at the camera. Let the folks see you. Yeah.
They can see me.
Good job.
Yeah.
We've got week one of basketball. Ray Penning and Kurt Kilman still hanging out with us here at the studios. And a great night of basketball, getting things started. It's a little difficult for me to say, apparently. but it's a little difficult, isn't it, Buzz, for teams these first couple games, because you know that you've only got four or five games before you go on another break. How important are these first, we'll say, three games of the season?
So here's the way I always looked at it. It's exceptionally hard from the time the season opens till your first game, depending on if you have two-a-day practices. You've got probably 14 to 18 practices, which seems like a lot, but you're talking about putting in all your offensive sets, man, zone, probably a couple for each one of those, all your special sets to get shots, you know, end of the quarter. If you are in a slump, you need to get your shooting guard a bucket. You're talking all your defenses, man, zone, different types of zones, your press offense, your press defense, your inbounds plays, sideline, under the basket. There's a ton of stuff. So you're scrambling trying to get all that stuff in. And then the first three games, you're kind of just trying to see what's working, what's not.
Yeah.
You also have to consider your combinations on the court,
mm-hmm.
when you're subbing, when you're not. If you get in foul trouble, that throws a wrinkle in that. So there's so much that goes into it. First three games, really, for me, it was always – through break, it's important to gauge where you're at and really identify some things that are working or not working. So it's good to get off to a quick start, but it's not the end of the world if you don't.
And the big thing, too, is records they really come into play for state tournament time. But if you're an 0-5 team, let's just say, for hypothetical conversation, if you're an 0-5 team that begins a season like this, it's not the end of the world because, man, if you get everything together, you get that January push, midseason tournament time, getting into February, once you're at sub-state, you might have still five, six, seven losses. But if you're gelling at that point in time,
oh, yeah.
The only thing that matters about those five losses is just seeding.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I mean, you want to be playing really good at the end of the season. That's kind of everybody's goal. Early in the season, it's just more about figuring out what you're doing, trying to get the right combinations on the court, and – you know, just building confidence within your team. Because I'm telling you, after the new year starts and you're in that kind of, it's not the second half of the season, but I always looked at it like, okay, here's the stretch. We've got to play well. And it's a grind. I mean, you're two ball games a week, a midseason tournament, and it goes that way from January through all the way to the end of February. I mean, two full months of just flat getting after it.
We're going to get to our recaps now, but don't forget you can call us 785-547-3461. If we do not have a score still, or if you want to nominate somebody for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the Night. So before we get to our recaps, Boz, give us our scores once again, please.
All right, start with the girls' side of things. Donovan West defeats Marhill Mount Academy tonight 55-35. Frankfort gets the win over Pawnee City 63-9. Royal Valley defeated Jackson Heights 35-19. Blue Valley gets the win over Solomon 51-17. Troy defeats Hiawatha 47-34. Centralia, they defeated Nemaha Central 46-24. Clifton Clyde gets the win at Sacred Heart 51-38. Hanover defeats Thayer Central 42-27. Rock Creek, they kind of jumped on JCN tonight 61-19. Jefferson West, they defeat Valley Falls 56-25. Central Heights gets the win over McLeod 43-26. Onega, they defeat Northern Heights 37-18. Clay Center gets the win over Riley County 52-36. Marysville, they defeat Sabetha 33-24. Holton, they fall tonight at Burlington 44-61. Atchison,
the Phoenix,
they fall to Lawrence Free State 46-62. Silver Lake gets the win over Perry LeCompton 78-23. And ACCHS, they defeated Horton 52-31. Those are the girl scores.
So do we have any missing still?
Yeah, we got a couple here. We still need St. Mary's at Olpe and Oskaloosa at P. Ridge.
Okay.
Those are the only two we need on the girls' side.
Doing pretty good, I think.
We're doing all right. It's first week.
Getting
it figured out.
Week number one.
On the boys' side of things, Marhill, Mount Academy, they defeated Donovan West 59-47. Pawnee City, they get the win over Frankfort 56-48. Royal Valley victorious over Jackson Heights 51-26. Blue Valley defeats Solomon 56-44. really close ball game here to start out the season. Troy, they get a 2-point win over Hiawatha, 59-57.
What a game.
Really good game. It's week one. It's the first game of the year. And a barn burner right out of the gates. Nemaha Central all over Centralia, 49-19. Sacred Heart defeats Clifton Clyde, 60-49. Rock Creek, God, we said 80 was the burger.
Mm.
Not quite there. Rock Creek, 70, JCN, 22.
No burgers.
Not a burger yet. Another real close one. Valley Falls, they defeat Jefferson West, 76-60.
Close. Two close. More buckets.
Almost. Onega gets the win over Northern Heights, 49-41. Clay Center defeats Riley County, 73-48. Marysville gets the win over Sabetha, 57-38. Burlington, they defeated the Holton boys, 67-44. Junction City gets the win over Atchison, 74-51.
Phoenix. Sorry.
That was quiet. That was Phoenix.
It's a loss. Okay. You know.
All right. Silver Lake, another really good ball game to start the season off. Silver Lake gets the win over Perry Compton, 59-52. Two really good teams in the Big East right there. Pleasant Ridge, they get the win over Oskaloosa, 67-58. And Horton defeats ACCHS, 65-23. And Hanover, they fall tonight, 37-50 to Thayer Central.
Okay. And so what guys' scores do we still need?
All right. We need Central Heights at McClouth and St. Mary's at Opie.
Okay. So that's all we've got.
Yeah.
We just need four total scores, two on each side, girls and guys. 785-547-3461 is the phone number, or you could call 1-888-90-RADIO if that's easier for you to remember. 1-888-90-RADIO, 907-2346. Giant Communications Hotline open for you if you want to talk about a game that you were at. That Troy Hiawatha game, man, I'm seeing people fill up the comments section inside our Facebook page. Give us a call. Tell us about how exciting those games were, especially that tight game in the guys' side. Once again, 785-547-3461, Giant Communications Hotline, open for you right now. Giant Communications wants to give you the gift of gigs here in the month of December just for $50. Just go to giantcomm.net and learn more how they can give you the gift of a gig here this year. All right, this was on 92.1 FM KMZA. Nemaha County does it again, my friend. Centralia at Nemaha Central. Yeah. And Crinden had a great one to begin the season for him on 92.1 FM. Battle of the TVL and the Big East. Crinden, how did it go tonight?
Hello, everybody. This is Crinden Prophet down here at the court side of Nemaha Central, where we had a split between boys and girls. It was the Nemaha Central boys who took a victory of 49-19, and it was the Centralia girls who took a victory of 46-20 for the first time winning for the Centralia girls since three seasons ago. And for the Nemaha Central boys, this is their second game in a row winning against the Centralia boys. NC boys now extending a 6-1 series against the Centralia Panthers boys, and the girls just now trailing three games behind in the series against Nemaha Central, 5-2. But again, jumping straight into the recap here, starting with the girls' game, a quarter that started off hot, 22-9. The Centralia Panthers came out in that first quarter. They bucketed four threes. A big-time game, again, most of it credited to early on Keelan Rimpey, the sophomore. She hit two threes in that first quarter. The half ended 30-11, and the final was, again, 46-24. Big-time plays around. Again, Owen Dieter, she won my player of the game with 11 points to finish. She went 2 of 2 at the free throw line. She also had 3 rebounds to complement. And now switching things over to the boys' side. Again, Nemaha Central taking a victory of 49-19. Started off real hot in that first quarter, 16-2. And then things got a little drowsy in the second quarter, but still the half ending, 26-10, in favor of 16 points by NC. And then going into the third quarter, outscoring in the third quarter, 15-6 was the Thunder. Going into the fourth quarter, 41-16. The final ended 49-19, a 30-point win for NC. Again, big-time game. Evan Oberding, he hit two threes for 8 total points. Caden Peterson, he hit 3 threes for 9 total points. That's more threes than he had last year on this season. He finished with only 2 last year. Caleb Schroffman, he had 9 points today. And the player of the game I had from NC, the Thunder, bringing the Lightning, Colby 3. The senior who's 6'8" finished with 8 rebounds and 11 points. Again, your recaps for both of these ones. The NC boys winning 49-19, a 30-point margin victory. And then the Panthers girls winning the first time since 2021, winning of a margin of 46-24. I'm Crim Prophet down here on the court side of the Thunder with 92.1 KMZA.
All right, Credit Bonds, the energy is still there for the young man once we switch to basketball season.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't changed.
He hasn't. The state football action last week, the tryptophan from Turkey has not got to him.
Nope.
All right, young man's doing good. All right, there's a split there at Nemaha Central tonight. On 103.9 FM tonight, Crendon Prophet and Trenton Kratzner had the call for you tonight, and it was a split talking about some close teams proximity-wise, maybe some rivalry. This one, a Jefferson County contest as Jeff West traveled to Valley Falls.
High school basketball season, it got underway Friday night here on KNZA 103.9 at Valley Falls as the Dragons hosted Jefferson West in a double dip, and it was a split. To kick off this 24-25 season, Jeff West girls winning the first game, Valley Falls boys taking the nightcap. It was all Jeff West in the girls game. 8-4 they led, a little sloppy in the first quarter, but they outscored Valley Falls 23-6 in quarter number two, led by 21 at the half. They would go on to win it 56-25. Three in double figures for Justin Schwinn's Lady Tigers. First year at the helm for him as the head coach, 11 points from Emmy Dean, Colby Noel with 11 as well, and then 10 from Kaylee Heinen. Leading scorer for Valley Falls in the loss was Callie DeLong. The sophomore had 9 points and a couple of threes. Again, a little bit ugly in this game. 57 combined turnovers and 49 free throws attempted between the two. As again, the Jeff West girls, big time win, 56-25. Boys game was solid, fun across the board. It was chippy, it was fun, it was fast paced early on, limited whistles, good pace again, as we mentioned. But ultimately, Valley Falls would go on to win it 76-60. Multiple lead changes throughout the first half. Jeff West actually had a couple of leads in the second quarter, but final 3 minutes of the second quarter, Valley Falls had a nice burst. Damian Cervantes, a three as time expired going into the half, gave Valley Falls a 37-28 halftime lead, and they would not give up that lead at any point in the second half as they would go on to win it 76-60. Over Jefferson West. How about some of these numbers? Damian Cervantes led Valley Falls 24 points and 8 rebounds. About a 15-point, 10-rebound double-double from Flint Seymour. They got 14 points apiece from Hayden Carney and Oskaloosa transfer Trenton Van Houten. And then quietly, Colin Carney, 8 points and 13 rebounds leading the charge for Valley Falls. Jeff West, they got 25 points leading all scorers. Newcomer and a senior, Daniel Brown, again, 25 points to lead Jeff West. They also got 15 points and 5 rebounds from senior Kyle Herman. The rebound numbers was 42-28 in favor of Valley Falls. They also had 18 offensive rebounds. Both teams hit 7 threes in the game. And you look at the other free throw numbers as well. 18 of 34 at the line was Valley Falls. And Jeff West, they shot just 9 free throws, connecting on 5 of them. So again, the Jeff West girls and Valley Falls boys victorious here tonight. Up next for both, Jefferson West, they will be on the road at Jefferson County North on a Tuesday night. And then Valley Falls, they will be right back here at home on Tuesday against Oskaloosa. Jeff West girls again victorious earlier tonight, 56-25. Valley Falls boys victorious over Jeff West, 76-60. Reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Brandon Tamman on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, B-Tad, thank you very much for that recap. Another split, that one with a Jefferson County twist to it. How about we go to Sabatha as the Blue Jays hosted Marysville tonight, and the Dogs from Marysville came to Sabatha and got a couple wins tonight. Logan Bitterman had the call on the Sabatha channel.
Friday night of the high school basketball season in the state of Kansas, and we had a non-league matchup. As a team from the North Central Kansas League, the Marysville Bulldogs would be in Sabatha, Kansas to take on a Big East League team, the Blue Jays of Sabatha. We would start things out with the girls game, where Marysville would have a 14-11 halftime lead, and they would win the game 33-29 in a closer game than many would think here in Sabatha. The Marysville girls, they were led in scoring tonight by senior Lindsey Dressman with 15 points on the night. Also chipping in, 5 points was Casey Roche, and Dahlia Fry had 6 points as well. Marysville girls as a team had 14 turnovers hit 3 3-pointers, and went 12 of 21 at the free throw line. So Bethel Lady Jays on the losing effort, were led in scoring by with 6 points by Krista Middled. Kira Keim also chipped in 7, and Chloe Detweiler and Carson Meyer both had 2. The Spetha girls had 17 turnovers as a team, hit 2 3-pointers, and went 10 of 20 at the free throw line here in the loss this evening. The boys' game would follow that one, and we would imagine to see a really good game between these two teams, but at the final end, one team would run away with this one. At halftime, Marysville was up 26-10 on the Blue Jays here in Sabetha, and the final buzzer would sound, and Marysville gets the 19-point win. 57-38 is your final in this one, as Marysville gets a sweep. The Marysville boys were led in scoring by senior Willow Tott. He had 23 points, went 15 of 16 at the free throw line here tonight. Connor Lee had 13 points on the win, and Rhett Wartenberger hit 4 3-pointers to finish with 12 this evening. Marysville as a team had 6 turnovers, hit 6 threes, and went 23 of 28 at the free throw line. Sabetha, on the other hand, Mitchell Kramer and LT Thomas both had 8 points to lead Sabetha tonight, and Isaac Carter chipped in 6 points as well. Sabetha as a team had 13 turnovers, hit 2 3-pointers, and went 8 of 14 at the free throw line. So Marysville, they get the sweep this evening. Girls, 33-24. The Marysville boys, 57-38 here tonight. Sabetha will be on the road next Tuesday night to take on the Tigers of ACCHS on the Sabetha Channel. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you very much for that. Again, Sabetha hosted Marysville, and the Dogs get the sweep tonight at Sabetha. Justin Fluke had the long trip tonight down to Burlington with Big John Holiday with him as well, and that was on the Holton Channel, where the Burlington, Burlington Wildcats. They're the Wildcats, right? Come on, Boz. Help me.
Good question.
I
think they might be the Wildcats.
I think they're the Wildcats. We're going with it. They win tonight in a sweep against Holton. Justin, break it down for us.
Tough night for Holton to open the basketball season, as a long road trip to Burlington resulted in a couple losses to another Wildcat squad. Burlington won the girls' game 61-44, and Burlington boys beat Holton 67-44. In the girls' game, it was the first 4.5 minutes that kind of told the story. Burlington jumped to an 18-2 lead and never looked back. The big stat for Burlington was that they made 13 3-pointers in the win. Holton was led by Brooke Wilcott. She had 18 in the loss. Kaya Taylor added 10 for the Holton girls. In the boys' game, again, Holton was down early and trailed by 15 at halftime, but the lead continued to grow throughout the night. Holton led in scoring by Bodie Dillon with 15 points in the boys' contest, but Holton plagued by 21 turnovers and got out-rebounded pretty bad against Burlington as well. So the Holton boys fall by 23. Holton girls dropped their first game at Burlington by 17. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Justin, thank you very much for that. Safe travels back to you. And we were right, Boz. Wildcats versus Wildcats there. And Burlington, the host Wildcats, gets the victory tonight for the sweep. So that'll do it for our recaps for tonight, as those are our area games across the networks here tonight. You can always go to mscsports.net and check out the broadcast schedule. It is subject to change based on week by week, but for the most part, it's pretty well solid. You can check that out at mscsports.net. Also on mscsports.net, you can find locations for you to pick up your Courtside Guide magazine, where the MSC Radio Group has compiled a long list of different teams, every local school, with a detailed synopsis and breakdown of each boys and girls basketball program. The list of locations for that is on mscsports.net, so you can pick up your free copy. That's right, F-R-E-E, free copy.
Free.
Phone lines are still open for you as well. You want to talk about a game that you were at tonight, that you had something that you wanted to inform the public about, we'd love to have you on the show with us here this evening, 785-547-3461. Still just missing a couple scores tonight. Boz, what are those scores that we're missing here tonight?
on the boys' side, the only one that we need is St. Mary's at Olpie, which I'm curious since I kind of want to know what St. Mary's, we're following them close.
Might be your dark horse, right?
Might be. Mm-hmm. On the girls' side, we need St. Mary's at Olpie and Oskaloosa at Pea Ridge.
Okay, those are the, excuse me, those are the three scores we still need. So if you have those, feel free to give us a call. Or if you want somebody on the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nomination list tonight, we give one to the girls, one to the guys. Boz, we have a list compiled so far. Who is on the list?
All right, on the boys' side of things, from Nemaha Central, Colby Free had a good night tonight, 11 points with 8 rebounds. From Valley Falls, Damian Cervantes, the sophomore point guard, 24 points, 8 rebounds to go along with that. Also from Valley High, another one from Valley Falls, Flint Seymour had a big game, knocked down some threes tonight, double-double for that young man, 15 points and 10 rebounds. On the girls' side of things, from Centralia, Owen Dieters, she had 11 points and 3 rebounds tonight. And from Troy, Harper Wettstein.
Look out.
29 points to open up the season.
We're going to go over our Lucky Sevens page. It's from the Courtside Guide magazine. It's players to watch and teams to watch this season. We'll break those down after this timeout. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz. It's a cool 33 degrees outside on December the 6th. Stick with us. We're back after this.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us. But before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Call in today and sign up so you're ready to go when next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back in it on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network. You're listening here on 103.9 FM KNZA or 92.1 FM KMZA, or you're hanging out with us on Facebook Live. Feel free to jump over there. Give us some comments of maybe a player you want nominated for the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the Evening, or maybe you just want to give some love to somebody or a team that played well tonight. That's a great place to do it. Or you can call us at 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications hotline is open for you. Boz, we get phone calls. People just don't like talking on the radio.
I think people are scared a little bit, like live radio.
We said that last year, though. I figured by this point that, you know, we would try and find a way to break that barrier down. But we still get people that call in. They're like, no, I'd rather not talk. But can you nominate this person or give a shout out to the JCN or to the Horton or to Frankfurt for us?
Well, and everybody we talk to, they're like, oh, yeah, no, I'm going to call next week.
Yeah,
and
right.
It never happens.
It's all right. We're not scary individuals. The listeners, they're not going to come after you. Heck, you could be like the gal we have in Riverside. Don't even give your real name.
Bob.
You can give us whatever you want. I don't care. Feel free to call us on the Giant Communications hotline. It's time for gifts, and Giant wants to gift you the gift of a gig online at giantcomm.net. $50 gets you a gigabit of symmetrical internet. It's an amazing deal from the local internet provider, phone service provider, communications out of Holton. They service a great vast area around us, so make sure you check out giantcomm.net and check out the gift of a gig here throughout the month of December. Boz, let's give scores one final time, my friend. And then we're going to get into our next segment, which is talking some Lucky Sevens.
All right. On the boys' side, Mar Hill, Mount Academy, they defeat Adoniram West 59-47. Pawnee City, they get the win over Frankfurt 56-48. Royal Valley gets the win over Jackson Heights 51-26. Blue Valley, they're victorious over Solomon 56-44. Troy, they defeat Hiawatha by 259-57.
Call in, man.
That's a heck of a ball game.
Let's go.
Love to know what happened with that one. Nemaha Central all over Centralia tonight, 49-19. Sacred Heart defeats Clifton Clyde, 60-49. Thayer Central gets the win over Hanover, 50-37. Rock Creek took it to JCN tonight, 70-22. Valley Falls gets the win over Jefferson West, 76-60. McClouth defeated Central Heights, 52-39. Onega gets a win over Northern Heights, 49-41.
Go Buffs.
Go Buffs. Clay Center victorious over Riley County, 73-48. Marysville gets the win over Sabetha, 57-38. Holton falls to Burlington tonight, 44-67. Silver Lake, they defeated Perry Lecompton 59-22. Another really good ball game. Pleasant Ridge, they defeated Oskaloosa 57-58. And Horton gets the win over ACCHS 65-23. Also, I keep forgetting this one. It's off to the side here. Atchison falls tonight to Junction City 51-74. Those are the boys' scores. On to the girls from tonight. Donovan West gets the win over Moorhill Mount Academy, 55-35. Frankfurt defeats Pawnee City, 63-9. Royal Valley gets the win over Jackson Heights, 35-19. Blue Valley victorious over Solomon, 51-17. Troy defeats Hiawatha, 47-34. Centralia gets the win over Nemaha Central, 46-24. Clifton Clyde, they defeat Sacred Heart, 51-38. Hanover, they defeated Thayer Central, 42-27. Rock Creek took it to JCN tonight, 61-19. Jefferson West, they get the win over Valley Falls, 56-25. Central Heights, they defeat McClouth, 43-26. Onega gets the win over Northern Heights, 37-18. Clay Center, they get the win over Riley County, 52-36. Marysville defeated Sabetha, 33-24. Burlington gets the win over Holton, 61-44. Lawrence Free State, they defeat Atchison, 62-46. I was waiting. You didn't throw the Phoenix in there.
Because I think it's the Lady Red.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, they're the Lady Red. I said Phoenix earlier, so I was like, nope.
Silver Lake, they defeat Perry LeCompton tonight, 78-23. And ACCHS gets the win over Horton, 50-31.
Sorry, but just like screaming like, Lady Red! It just doesn't have the same effect as Phoenix!
Not quite the same.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. I just saw the phone line light up, and I know who it is. I'm kind of excited right now.
Okay.
Real excited. So I'm hoping I see that Kurt picked it up. And so, Ray picked it up, and so this might be.
Is this the first time this gentleman's called in?
Yeah. Well, again, we'll see if we're just getting a nomination here, or if we're going to actually pump this through to the live board. We'll find out here in just a few seconds. But Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. Boz and I are going to dive into the Lucky Sevens pages. And this is inside the Courtside Guide magazine. And so the Courtside Guide magazine, once again, as mentioned earlier, you can go to mscsports.net and find out all the locations that this Courtside Guide magazine will be at for you to pick up. The Lucky Sevens page is one where it dives into individuals. It types about top teams. There's a lot to get through, but we've got to go to the Giant Communications Hotline,
okay,
Boz.
All right,
because we who we got on the line?
Well, I'll tell you what, some of us ain't scared to call in and talk to you on the radio.
That's about time,
Coach. How are you? How's the drive right now?
I tell you what, it's fantastic. 75 highways clean. It's smooth sailing. It's fast on track home.
And your driver's taking good care of you?
My driver ditched me already.
Oh, so you're already.
I had to meet him at Topeka today, so I'm north of Hoyt.
Oh, so you are the driver right now. All right, Coach.
I am the driver.
Well, hey, you had a fun trip tonight as far as, you know, a long travel. I got to listen to a little bit of your guys' game tonight. And before, you know, we dive into some other conversation, I just wanted to bring up a point that I heard in the broadcast. You were talking about some banners that were hung around the gym, 1,000-point scores and stuff like that. Just tell me what it's like when you were kind of taking that in as you were down there in Burlington.
It was neat. I'd been down there before, and I kind of forgot. It's a neat gym. You know, they've got that mid-season tournament that Sabetha always used to go to. I think they still do they not?
Yes, they do.
But just a neat, you know, it's a basketball town. Burlington's had a lot of great basketball players down there that went on to play at the college level, a lot of great basketball teams at the high school level, and it's just fun to be in that type of environment, you know, when you walk into a gym like that has that history amongst at the high school level.
So, hey, Coach, tell us a little bit about your games tonight. You know, we kind of talked earlier on the show, it's the first game. You got limited time to prepare, trying to figure things out. What'd you see tonight from the girls and the boys' side of things?
Well, the girls, you know, they're going to be a work in progress. I mean, you ran into a buzzsaw when, you know, Burlington jumps out to an 18-2 lead. You know, when they hit that many three-point shots that early in the ball game, they were playing behind the eight ball the whole night, and made a little progress and then lost it. Made a little progress and then lost it. And you know, the Burlington was a pressure team, and Holton exposed some of the, going to have struggle a little bit to handle the basketball. Didn't have a lot of success in the paint. But you know, the thing that they got is they got points spread around a bunch of kids. You know, they're not going to be an easy guard from the standpoint you can't scout and say, hey, we got to take this person away.
Yeah.
So then, you know, that they're hopefully they're improved. I mean, it's just going to be I know they were down a player in the post tonight as well, the last girl. So, but it's going to be something that in the Big East this year, there's no nights off. I mean, there wasn't very many nights off at the Big Seven. The Big East is going to be tougher yet, I think.
Tell me a little bit about, Boz just kind of asked you, and you talked about early season, you know, game one, but you look at the schedule for Holton, and at Burlington tonight, at Silver Lake, home against Nemaha, at Perry, home against Rossville before the break. It's kind of a tough schedule to get things started at for the, both the girls and the guys' side for Holton. And so, you know, you're a great coach. You're an amazing basketball mind. What's that like as you're looking at that schedule and you're going one game at a time?
What's that going to cost me for that kind of advertising?
You can pay him later.
You guys are doing more than just broadcasting games up there, aren't you? First of all, I'd hire my AD. My goodness, that's a murderer's row. That's tough to get through. You know, it's one of those things, and the thing I've always said about the Big Seven, especially in girls basketball, there's been a lot of great teams and great players. If you can survive it, you're going to be a force to be reckoned with at the end of the year. But the thing about it is, and I think you see in college basketball, all these teams are playing cutthroat teams to start the year. If you take a look, KU is an example, plays Duke, North Carolina. They're not dumping anybody. You see a lot of marquee games. They had UConn just beat Baylor the other night. Nobody's dumping anybody. They're going out and finding tough games to get their teams ready to play for the end of the year, and I think you see that with high school basketball as well, especially with what Holton's facing over the next 5 games.
So you're saying
Boz was talking about, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Coach.
I said Boz was talking about how, the question you guys talk about, how important is this before Christmas schedule, and I think it's huge. I mean, it just sets the tone for what happens over practice, over break, and improvement, and what you got to work on, and I think that's one thing that both whole teams are going to take away from. You got film now to go back and take a look at and say, hey, we got to get better at this level. We did pretty good at this part of the game, so you can see it, you can build on it, and you can actually break it down. I think kids today are pretty visual; they've got to see it before they understand what you're talking about.
Well, I was just going to ask you, great points there, Coach. Appreciate that insight. You were referencing, like, Baylor and KU and stuff, so you're saying that K-State scheduling, like, Longwood and teams like that's not really a good idea?
I'm thinking that the Bill Snyder scheduling method in football is going by the wayside for the good basketball teams. I'm a K-State fan, I think K-State's looking to pad some wins to try to get a postseason tournament right now.
Hey, man, broke the school record the other night for 120-some points. So, hey, it was not against not a very good opponent. But, hey, they did it. So, all right, well, hey, good.
I just said 120 points against a bad team doesn't make you a good team. So,
well, it makes you look good for one night, though, doesn't it?
That's true. You're in the record book. Well, hey, thanks for what you guys do. Friday nights are always fun. You guys are having way too much fun. I hope you're not getting paid for that because you guys bring a lot of entertainment to the Friday night and information as well. So thanks for what you all do.
Appreciate you. That's multi-state champion Coach John Holliday. Thanks so much, Coach. Travel home safe.
Will do.
All right. Coach, when I saw the name come across the caller ID, Boz,
oh, yeah,
I knew we were in for a treat. I got to broadcast alongside Coach for a couple years probably, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago now, and he's a treat, man, I'll tell you that much. If you ever want to sit down and just have a conversation about basketball, that's somebody definitely to bend the ear about for sure. We got to take one more break, Boz. Then when we come back, we will talk about some Lucky Sevens. And guess you know what time it is, Boz? We can finally play this music bed. Nice little bump here.
Okay.
Because it's basketball time, my friend. They're playing basketball. We're back after this final break here on the MSC Radio Network.
Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO of Community National Bank. You are listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you, Dorsey, as always, here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Buzz one final time here tonight to kick off the basketball season. It's December 6th. Turn the calendar over, my friend, and turn the season over as well. We promised you earlier we were going to talk briefly about last weekend of state football, Nemaha Central, Centralia, Axtell. Axtell completes the four-peat, 52 straight wins, buddy. Ooh. We were there. It was kind of a fun weekend for us.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun.
We got to do the kickoff pregame. What do we call it? Tailgate show.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of the word. The Giant Mobile tailgate show last Friday with the Thunder faithful out there in Hutch. Took in the Thunder game against Southeast of Saline. What a crazy game that was, man.
It was insane. Been to some crazy football games,
yep.
and this falls in the category of probably one of the craziest. I mean, Nemaha Central down, couldn't get anything going in the first half. Made a absolutely phenomenal comeback in the second half. Didn't lay down. You
down 20-7.
Yeah, I mean, just things not going their way, and it's so easy for, you know, you're talking teenage boys. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's the mind games, the head games, it would have been real easy for them to throw in the towel and say, hey, we can't do it tonight. But they didn't. They fought back. I know Coach Glatzik was super happy that his boys battled back. And that's just what they did. They took the lead late in the game, thought they had it in hand. And Southeast of Saline, really good football team.
Very good.
They didn't roll over and give it to them either. They come back, and Southeast gets the win. Just a tough night, but super proud of Nemaha Central and their boys for fighting back.
And, again, that's what you want in a state title game, too.
Yeah.
You want competitive. You want it being, you know, just that way where, my goodness, you know, two big fumble recoveries by Nemaha. It just had every aspect of a roller coaster of a football game. But, yeah, congratulations on the Thunder on a great season. Fall just short in a state title game. Then Saturday morning, we go down to Greensburg.
Yeah.
And we watch another Mercy Rule game from the Axtell Eagles, my friend.
In a state championship game. Mercy Rule. Done.
Awesome.
And here's the thing with that game. It started out, Axtell had to punt early in the game, which you're like, whoa, hold on. Victoria is a good football team.
Huge.
Got a lot of big dudes. Huge defensive linemen in there. They got a fullback that was, I don't know, 240 pounds.
Tank.
He was a tank. I mean, Victoria is a good football team. But Axtell, like we've said all season long, just head and shoulders above everybody else.
Third longest winning streak in the nation, 11 and 8-man football. Longest 8-man in the nation. And that stays intact going into next year. And just, again, how crazy and how cool for those seniors at Axtell. Never lost a football game.
Yeah.
Their entire career at Axtell High School.
It's awesome.
And they're a boys basketball team.
Watch out.
Picked to be out in Great Bend once again.
Yep.
Or Colby, sorry, again this year. And then the nightcap, the Centralia Panthers took on Conway Springs. We made it back to that one as well. It was just a lot of fun for you and I last weekend, dude. Able to take in three state title games.
Yeah.
Love the local teams. And just, you know, being a part of, you know, what we do here on Friday nights and then being able to celebrate that with the fan bases as well. Just a quick little shout-out to all three, Nemaha, Axtell, and Centralia, the fan bases. I mean, they welcome you and I with, like, open arms, and they're, you know, what's going on, Jake and Bob?
Yeah,
and,
come on.
Just, you know, they fed us. They just welcomed us in as we were family, and just a fun time. Centralia, I know that that's not the result that they wanted.
Sure.
But what a heck of a season.
Great season.
From Centralia.
They just ran into a buzzsaw. Conway Springs.
Good.
Back-to-back state titles, that's a really good...
24 straight wins.
Yeah, just a complete football team. And not that Centralia's not. They just, man, Conway Springs, they had some big dudes. And we were really excited about this game, too. Offenses run exactly the same thing. I mean, which team, you know, was going to excel. And Centralia, they kept it close early in the game. But Conway Springs just pulled away. I mean, they Centralia just couldn't get anything going offensively against a big Conway Springs team.
But it was a great season again for Centralia.
Yeah.
Congratulations to those guys and Coach Holthouse for what they did accomplish this year. So
yeah.
Puts a bow on the football season. Let's get back into basketball now, Boz. The Lucky Sevens page. If you're on Facebook and you're watching us right now, it's this magazine right here. It's the Courtside Guide for 24-25. You can go to mscsports.net and find out where your local location is. Every location is a proud partner of ours, and their ads are in this magazine. Make sure you thank them for being a pickup location for these magazines. All right, I'm going to start with the girls' top seven area girl teams to watch, Boz. And I'm just going to go right down the list, and we'll dissect briefly a couple of these. Centralia, Hanover, Marhill Mounts Academy, Nemaha Central, Rossville, Silver Lake, and the Troy Lady Trojans. Couple of teams that I really want to dive into real quick. We saw two of them play each other here tonight, Boz, Centralia and Nemaha.
Yeah, and we talked about Centralia. Centralia is a team that, I mentioned it, they are a complete team. You've got Owen Dieter's fantastic scorer for that team, but then you also have size. You've got good shooters on the perimeter. That's a really good basketball team facing off tonight against Nemaha Central, who is, you know, picked at the top of the Big East League. Nemaha Central, traditional power on the ladies' side of things. And Centralia kind of took it to Nemaha tonight. Now, again, game one of this season. But I think it speaks volumes to how good Centralia is when they defeat another team in the top seven area girls teams.
Another team, the Troy Trojans, Harper Wettstein, went off tonight. We saw her a couple times last year, Boz, and you said that girl can shoot.
Oh, my gosh. Fantastic shooter. Troy is a team that, you know, here's the thing. When I was looking at my dark horse teams, I went with the West girls, which I think they're gonna do really well this season. But Troy's another team. I picked them for football, so I didn't want to pick Troy girls.
You didn't want people to think that, man, you just got all this love for Troy. That's it.
And I want to share the love. That's what
right.
I do.
That's what you do.
But I think Troy's a really good basketball team. They're going to make some noise this season.
Giant Communications Hotline is still active for you, and we've got somebody that called in. They want to talk about the Troy Trojans,
okay,
Boz. And, right, you know, the big-time game tonight. We talked to the guys. We got Megan on the phone with us. Megan, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Okay, I know Boz is going to ask you about that, the boys' game in specific, but I know you wanted to get some nominations out there, right?
Yeah, so definitely touching on that girls game, Harper went off tonight, 29 points. She just kind of was there at the right times on the defensive plays, and Gracie Grable also had some really clutch threes, and the girls just were consistent and did really well tonight. They were super fun to watch.
Perfect. And you have a nomination for the guys' side?
Of course I do. I have to. Henry Geiger, 21 points tonight. He was big, had a lot of good moments, but on top of that, our defense was really solid, had some really, really good moments. Hunter Ingeman did great. Kaden Rosenberger, Caston, Gannon, Jack had some really big plays too. But overall, they just played so well together. It was really fun to see tonight some different players on the court from last year. It was just really good. But Henry had a big night, and it was really fun, and obviously a very close game.
Yeah, for sure. Talk to us a little bit about that. 59-57, a great ball game. It's only game one. We keep talking about that, but what a great way to kick off the season. I mean, I know you were in the stands, so from your perspective, you know, tell us a little bit about that guy's game.
Well, I guess I forgot to mention Logan Blevins too. Him being back after his knee injury was really big tonight. It was 14 points. I have somebody maybe trying to tell me on this side what was happening here, but he wasn't supposed to be involved.
Sure. Yeah.
We went on a 9-0 run to start the game, and you could just tell the energy was there, but each time that we got a lead, Hiawatha played really well, and they were coming back each time. And Coach Jasper did a great job getting his boys back up and going, and they just kept clawing back. And I think it was within the last minute and 30 seconds, it was a 1-point game. And Gannon Bowe had a very big layup, and Henry hit one of two free throws and just sealed the game for us. But, I mean, really big credit to Hiawatha. It was a really great matchup, and Troy finally got a win. I don't know how many years it's been, but we were pretty excited.
That's awesome.
Well, that's awesome. Megan, appreciate you listening into the show and calling in and not being scared. Maybe it was John, Boz, that broke that seal saying he's not scared to talk on the radio. Megan, appreciate you calling in, Megan.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Right. Megan giving us a shout, talking some Troy basketball tonight. Big-time win for both Trojan girls and guys. Giving us some nominees. If you want to get some nominees, it's not too late. Give us a call just like Megan just did. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. But back to our Lucky Sevens page, Boz. We talked about area teams to watch on the girls' side. How about the guys' side? Atchison, Axtell, Horton, Nemaha Central, Perry, St. Mary's, Valley Falls. Who's sticking out?
Well, all seven. I mean,
okay.
These are some really good teams. Axtell, obviously, those dudes have just a ton of confidence. They've made big runs in the past on the basketball court. I think it's going to be the same this year. Horton, again, another team, had really good success in the past several seasons. Nemaha Central, I was a little not sure about them just because they graduated some guys, lost some size, but They didn't move
Colby Free.
Exactly. He had a heck of a ball game tonight. So, Nemaha Central, watch out for them. Troy, just talked about how good that team's going to be. So, there's so many good teams there. St. Mary's, my dark horse. And I don't know. I know maybe we need to change the name, dark horse. I feel they're not maybe dark horse, but they're going to.
We're not changing the name.
Okay. I really feel like that team is going to make a deep run this season into the state.
Well, they have to.
They have to, or else if they don't qualify.
That's right.
I lose on my pick. You're done.
You're done. Okay.
I'm confident. This is a good basketball team.
All right. How about some area returners? And we're going to go through these, again, pretty quickly here. On the girls' side, Kenzie Bowerly from ACCHS, Owen Dieters from Centralia, Cammy Dollinghouse from Nemaha Central, Isabella Major from Pea Ridge, Kaylin Haney of Silver Lake, and Harper Wettstein, rounding out the seven here for our area. Just a few schools to mention and kids, Boz, but I know that, again, we've already talked about a couple of these kids here tonight.
Yeah, these are just really good basketball players, and it's so hard. I mean, these are girls, obviously, that make big impacts on their teams, and they're ones, when you go watch them play, they're going to stand out. But there's a lot of other good players on those teams that help them win ball games.
On the guys' side, Eric Smith from Atchison.
Phoenix.
Thank you. Good heavens, man.
Dude, I'm
you
panicked.
Were focused
I'm
in.
Focused, yeah.
Cameron Boswell of Hiawatha. No relation.
Well, it's a cousin.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I thought we established last year that, you're related.
Yeah.
Oh, you taught him everything he knows.
It's related down the line a little
bit. Oh, okay. Cameron Boswell of Hiawatha. Dante Masqua of Horton. Drake Melly is Jackson Heights. And Trenton Van Houten of Valley Falls. Area returning boys to watch for on the Lucky Sevens page, courtesy of the MSC Radio Group on the courtside guide. Cameron Boswell's a kid that, man, he gets hot, look out. Can hit it from just about anywhere. Eric Smith from A-High, same thing. Kid, you know, if you're an opponent of the Phoenix, you do not want to see him catch fire. And Dante Masqua, and I know I'm kind of taking over this
right
now. I'll let you have a couple here in a second. But Dante Masqua is a dominant post.
Yeah.
A kid that can completely change a game one way or the other on the defensive or offensive side. There's a reason why Horton is on the list for teams to watch. What a great run they had last year getting to state for the first time. And now they have that opportunity to go back again. And they're led with Dante Masqua down low.
Yeah, he's an absolute just toss underneath. I mean, the guy is really good when he gets the ball in the post. I mean, good footwork. He doesn't panic. He's really good on the block. So he's going to be really fun to watch this year. But you mentioned the other guys, shooters, Eric Smith, Cameron Boswell, Drake Melly is another one you didn't mention, but he's a guy that can flat knock down threes. And I always looked, you know, if you're playing one of these teams and those guys are on the perimeter, they always identify shooters. You cannot leave those guys open. They get open looks at the bucket, they're going to knock down a lot of threes.
And then Trent Van Houten played Oskaloosa last year, Valley Falls this year, and he's a kid that can flat just hoop. He can score. He was not somebody that we mentioned from the game tonight. He did have double figures, but the Dragons were led. And that's what makes that team so difficult.
Yes.
Is that Van Houten is a kid that he's the shooter that you're just talking about. Watch out. Know where he's at all times. Well, Flint Seymour tonight said, hey, watch out. You're not going to guard me? All right, I'll hoop too.
Yeah.
And then you got Cervantes that can put – I mean, Valley Falls for the last few years, rightfully so, it's always been where is Zach Evans? And now there is a multitude on that Dragons team. Coach Gatzmeyer's got himself a ball club.
Yeah, he does. He's got all the pieces. I say that a lot, all the pieces. It's, mm-hmm. You have to have multiple scorers on a team where you can spread that out. And Coach Holliday mentioned a little while ago when he called in, if you're scouting those teams, if you're scouting Valley Falls, you can't just focus on one guy. You take points away from that one, then somebody else steps up, and like Flint Seymour tonight, knocks down 15.
All right, a couple games to watch on the girls' side this season. On January the 10th, Valley Heights, okay?
Oh.
Talking about Coach Brockstrom does a great job with the Mustangs. They did lose a couple kids from that state tournament team last year, top four finisher a year ago. However, he brought Ava Smith, an absolute beast on the basketball floor. Other players as well for Valley Heights at your dark horse, the Donovan West Mustangs, on January 10th. Also on the girls' side, game two, make sure you have a note of Silver Lake at Nemaha Central on February 7th. There's other games, Centralia, Hanover, Marhill, Troy. I mean, there's a ton of games in the top seven. But these are my top two. Silver Lake at Nemaha on February 7th. That one could be for Big East title.
I agree. That's going to be a really good game. Another one, Centralia at Hanover.
TBL title.
That is a huge game, huge matchup. Yeah. Silver Lake at Nemaha, that's going to be a good one. Valley Heights at Donovan West. That's a big-time matchup. Because you mentioned Valley Heights coming off a deep run in the state tournament last year, lost some pieces trying to fill in. But they had a lot of girls. I mean, they played a bunch of people that have experience. So that's going to be a real interesting matchup.
On the boys' side, Atchison at Highland Park, or against Highland Park, two games, January 10th, February 18th. They were amazing games last year. I look for those to be great again this year. Axel Hanover boys, that's always a dogfight on February 7th. And then one that I'm really interested in of this group right here, I know which one you're probably really interested in, but what I'm really interested in is Riverside at Valley Falls on February 11th. This is a Riverside team that played in the Big East. Coach Herbie can flat coach kids. They got a lot of pieces back from a Big 7 league team shifting down to the Northeast Kansas League. I'm excited about that matchup against Valley Falls on February 11th.
Yeah, that's going to be a really good game. The one you mentioned that you thought I would probably talk about, Nemaha Central at St. Mary's.
Yep.
That's going to be a big test for St. Mary's. I'm interested to see, you know, what Nemaha Central does here in these first four or five games, but they don't meet till February 11th. So you're kind of getting to the end of the season. So both teams are going to be probably firing on all cylinders by that point.
Okay, that's part of the Lucky Sevens we wanted to discuss tonight. Again, it's on the Courtside Guide magazine. If you don't have one yet, you're missing out. Make sure you go to mscsports.net and find out the local places that have the Courtside Guide. Get your free copy. By the way, did I say free?
Free.
Make sure you go get that free copy of the Courtside Guide magazine where it details out a ton about your local school that you care the most about. All right, now to put a bow on this show first week, we do have some football to keep talking about at the next level, Bozzy.
We got a little bit.
Benedictine, the Ravens, still alive in the playoffs. They're now in the quarterfinal round of the NAIA playoffs after a big-time win last weekend. Had to travel all the way down to Texas Wesleyan. You heard it on 93.7 FM. It was a 42-33 victory for the Ravens, a big-time road win. Boz, they stay on the road. This time traveling to Indiana Wesleyan University. That is tomorrow at noon, 11 o'clock local time, 12 Eastern, 11 o'clock local time. Pre-game starting at 10:45 for that on 93.7 FM. Tom Couts on the call for that. This will be a rematch, Boz, of the 2022 quarterfinal matchup, where Indiana Wesleyan defeated BC 24-13 2 years ago. Keep in mind, though, Indiana, they are ranked third in this. So the last week's matchup for Indiana, they took on the 14 seed Southwestern here from Kansas. They only won 24-13.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm just saying, if previous matchups tell you anything, and I know you got to throw the records out and everything, but show me how you're playing now. This BC offense has been on fire all season long. It was always that question mark, can their defense slow down an opponent?
Yeah.
This looks like a pretty good matchup tomorrow that BC could get this win and get into the semifinal round.
Yep. No, I think that's going to be a really good matchup, and you mentioned it. It all boils down, I think, because BC's offense is high-powered. They're going to put points on the board every ball game. They always do. It's a matter of whether your defense steps up, and they say, you know, defense – going to win championships in any sport you play. I think BC's defense playing really well right now. See if they can shut down Indiana Wesleyan.
Now, next week, should the BC Ravens get the win tomorrow, they would stay on the road as the 8th seed because they would be taking on the winner of Montana Tech and Morningside in Iowa. Oh, do Morningside, does that ring a bell? A little bit for BC Ravens. So, again, that game tomorrow, Benedictine taking on the Wildcats from Indiana Wesleyan University. That will be at 11 o'clock on 93.7 FM, pregame beginning at 10:45. Tom Couts be on the call for you for that ball game. All right, going to the Division I level, just putting some bows on a couple things here, big dog. Last weekend, we had K-State losing against Iowa State on the road 29-21. KU was trying to make it to a bowl game. Boz?
Not so much.
Just could not do it. last week against Baylor. So now KU sits back and waits. This is championship Saturday, or weekend, I should say, for college football. And KU, can they make it as a 5-7 team to a bowl game? I think so. There's no reason why they shouldn't. They're the best 5-win team in the country. So if there is a 5-win team out there that makes it to a bowl game, it will be KU. But the question is, do they accept the bowl bid?
I don't know. I'm really torn. The season was bittersweet. Started off really bad. I'm just super frustrated with how things started. Then they made a run and they did something they hadn't done before. I mean, they defeated three top 20 ranked teams, beat Iowa State, beat BYU, beat Colorado.
Yeah.
And everybody got a taste of what this team, what we thought they were going to be like all season long. So incredibly frustrating season. If they get offered a bowl with 5 wins, I don't know. I'm just torn.
Okay.
It probably boils down to a money thing.
Sure.
You're going to get some money to play in a bowl game. I don't know.
The way the NIL is going to be next year, they need all the money. Every college needs every money, all the money they can get. Did you see today that Jalen Daniels did agree to come back?
Yes, Daniels will be back, which
signed a new contract.
Yeah, exactly, he did. I don't know. That's the thing with Jalen Daniels, not happy with him the first half of the season. The second half, he's kind of started to redeem himself
a
little
bit. So are you okay that he's coming back or not?
Here's the thing. I kind of thought about this a little bit.
Okay.
You know, he sat out virtually all last season. Injury, back problems, I don't know what the whole deal was, but he hadn't played football for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So you start out the season, he had 11 turnovers, 10 interceptions. I mean, it was ugly.
Two turnovers a game.
Yeah.
Average.
So maybe he was just shaking the rust off a little bit because he looked a heck of a lot better the second half of the season.
Sure did.
So after playing a full season, the possibility of him coming back, well, not possibility, the guarantee that he'll be back next year, I think he starts better. I'm okay with that.
Okay. So Boz gives the approval stamp on Daniels coming back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No Devin Neal, no Daniel Hyshaw. No, I mean,
that's
no Quinn Skinner, no Luke Grimm.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be a whole new offense.
Yes.
For the Jayhawks next year. If they get the bowl bid opportunity, I mean, again, I get so frustrated with kids that opt out or don't want to play.
Yeah.
If you get a bowl game, dadgummit, go play in it.
Yeah.
You're going to get fans that will pay tickets, pay airfare, pay hotel to go watch you. Give them the show that they asked you to give them.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially at this point of where college football is at. You are a paid player. This is your job.
Yeah.
Go do your job.
Yeah.
K-State waits to see what bowl game they might get. They're 8-4, Boz, but 8-4 sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Until you look at the Big 12 standings, they are the second-to-last team in the Big 12 that's bowl eligible.
Yeah.
They're going to get a terrible bowl game, but you go play that bowl game.
Absolutely you do.
K-State had a lot of kids enter the transfer portal as well. However, they are the third-highest recruiting class for 2025 this year in the Big 12. So big props there to Chris Klieman for that. Boise State defeated UNLV tonight, Boz, in the Mountain West title game. So Boise State will, in all likelihood, be a top 4 seed in the college football playoff.
That's crazy.
And that means that the winner of Iowa State, Arizona State, would be the 12. That's disappointing and
kind of
embarrassing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Power 5 conference can't even get a top 4 seed and get a bye.
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
Okay. Moving on. We don't got anything else other than some pro football to talk. And once again, you know, the birds were chirping last week, again, for the Chiefs.
The birds?
Well, I just want to say maybe the boo birds
were
chirping. Because they're talking about the Chiefs beating the Raiders by 2.
Yes.
On a very, again, this is not my opinion. This is what is all over the articles,
everything,
whatever. A questionable ending in that game.
Yeah.
Where a botched snap, quarterback wasn't ready for the Raiders, center snaps it, is it an illegal shift, is it a false start, they call illegal shift, fumble was recovered by the Chiefs, ball game over.
The conspiracy theorists, it's all over, paying the refs, and the refs want to make sure the Chiefs win games. And here's the thing, I've been saying this all season long,
mm-hmm.
I just am scared, it just all season long, it's just felt like the Chiefs are barely squeaking by. Which, you know, people are going to say a win's a win in the NFL. You take them. I get it. But I don't think you can play like that all season long before it comes back to bite you.
I mean, I'll tell you, 30 other teams
Love to be
that would be in that. That would love to be in that situation.
Absolutely.
My Ravens being one of them.
Yeah.
I would much rather have wins by 2 points or 1 point or because of a blocked field goal or because of a botched snap. Other teams don't get that. And I read a fun banter exchange towards the end of that game last week on social media, and there was a guy that was talking about how, you know, I'm just so tired of the Chiefs. They're not good. This is not a good team. We got to shore up this. We got to shore up that. We're not going to make a deep run. And then a response was, are you kidding me? I mean, this is obviously a synopsis, but basically sure. In jest, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They're 11-1.
Yeah.
This is the epitome of a spoiled fan base to me.
It is. It
right?
Is. Yeah.
I mean, you're winning games. I don't care how you're doing it.
That's the difference. And I think for me, it's you just can't survive like that forever.
Yes. Okay.
And it's I can see the Chiefs. I told you they'd drop one at the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do.
No.
Yeah. Dude,
no.
Steelers are playing good. And it's on the road. Day. Yeah. You barely beat the Raiders. Steelers are a good football team on the road.
Barely.
Well, you did. 19-17. if that penalty situation doesn't happen, Raiders kick a field goal to win the game.
Oh, do they make the field goal?
They definitely could.
Ravens fan. Field goals are not guaranteed, my friend. With the most accurate kicker in NFL history, even, they're not guaranteed.
Yeah. I just can see the Chiefs going into playoffs where we just, I don't know.
And the Chiefs are just going to sleepwalk their way to a one seed. The fan base is going to be upset because they're only winning by 2 points, and they're going to be the one seed and have the entire postseason go through Arrowhead. But, whatever. I don't know. I get sick and tired of it, to be quite honest with you. I do, because you're winning games.
Winning games. I think when you get to this point where you've had such success and you're used to winning games a certain way, and then all of a sudden you're not, and the games are really, really tight, and you're having to block a field goal or get a penalty thrown late, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, spoiled fan base. Sure. You're not winning by two touchdowns. You're winning by a blocked field goal.
But now you can see, now all of a sudden, maybe we were here before. Now all of a sudden, we're coming back down to here, and teams are really close to where the Chiefs are at. They just haven't been able to get over the hump and beat them.
What about the fact that maybe every team gives the Chiefs their best shot and still can't win?
That's a good argument.
That's it.
That's all I got for it.
All right. Speaking of the Ravens, 8-5 going into our bye this week. Just can't believe that we dropped that one last week to the Eagles. Justin Tucker missed three kicks. First time in 2 years, but only the second time in his career.
Yeah.
In one game, he missed three kicks. If he makes both field goals and the extra point, you know what the final score is?
Yeah, what was it?
26-24, Ravens win by two, and I'm very happy with a two-point win.
Hmm.
Didn't happen, though.
Did not happen.
That's what I'm trying to get across to the Chiefs kingdom right now, is that y'all got it good still, okay? Things could, the chips could be falling the opposite direction, and they're not.
Yeah.
Ravens on a bye. Chiefs this week at home, Sunday night football, Bozzy, against the Chargers. I hear a lot of my friends that are Chiefs fans, dude, very nervous about this game, and I think it's similar to, like, your anxiety you have. I think we can dub this as Chiefs anxiety.
And that'd be a good word for it.
That's your phone, bud.
What is going on?
We're sitting here. It's late. Week one of basketball. I'm sitting here thinking that it was my computer. No, I got everything muted on my side. Boz's rookie mistake right there.
How does that?
You're on ESPN and it's got autoplay.
How's that?
For videos.
Like, how'd that pick up?
I'm glad it was just that video. But the Chiefs anxiety is a real thing. And
it
I think that, they play the Chargers on Sunday Night Football. I just don't see the Chargers winning that game. I just don't see the Chiefs losing, dude. They're going to go into the postseason with my preseason prediction of 16-1. That team's going to be just fine. And then they'll lose to the Ravens in the AFC title game is my hope.
No, come on.
All right, dude. We got Luca Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball to give away, and then we're wrapping this thing up. What are our nominees tonight, big dog?
Nominees on the boys' side from Nemaha Central, Colby Free, 11 points, 8 boards tonight. From Valley Falls, Damian Cervantes, 24 points, 8 rebounds. from Valley Falls, Flint Seymour had 15 points tonight with 10 boards, a little double-double right there. From Holton, Bodie Dillon led the team in scoring tonight with 15 points. And from Troy, Henry Geiger balled out tonight and had 21 points. On the girls' side, from Centralia, Owen Dieters, 11 points, 3 rebounds. From Troy, Harper Wettstein had 29 points tonight. Also from Troy, Gracie Grable. Didn't have stats on that, but caller said she played a really good ball game tonight. So those are the nominees tonight.
All right, so we got a handful. It's a good first week.
It's a good start.
It's a really good first week of nominations. Next week, again, Boz likes to fill his page up, and he's about three-quarters of the way down, maybe half, for his game ball. So on the girls' side, Boz?
On the girls' side, I'm going with Harper Wettstein.
All right, congratulations to Harper Wettstein from Troy. She was nominated by Megan, who called in on the Giant Communications Hotline here tonight. Harper Wettstein is your Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner on the girl's side. How about on the guy's side, Boz?
On the guy's side, I'm going with Damian Cervantes.
All right. Valley Falls Dragons. Dude balled out, just a sophomore, and he really got after it tonight. Hit some big-time threes, helped the Dragons almost get to a burger.
Almost.
Week 2 of basketball is next week. Boz and I will be back to do that once again. We thank you for hanging out with us here on a Friday night. Have a great weekend. Don't forget msconews.net. Holiday hotspots are hitting hot and heavy. Find out a location near you to win some cash. Have a great weekend.